Okay, Frank Simon here with the rest of the news, and our special guest is Ed Holloway, a state representative who's retired now. And it's great to have you on, Ed.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we wanted to talk about sanctuary cities. You know, we collected, I think it was 3,000 or so signatures of people in this area and took them down to the Metro Council, and representative to them, and three of the Democrats got up and walked out. They didn't want to hear that there were people that were opposed to sanctuary cities. Now, you say, well, what's the big deal about sanctuary cities? Here's the thing. If you or I break the law, they're going to put us in jail. But if the illegal aliens break the law, well, they're given welfare, a free meal, free education, free housing, all the benefits. And guess who pay for it? You do. You do. So that's what's wrong with sanctuary cities. You know, most of the drugs that our teenagers are getting high on come from illegal immigrants across the border in Mexico, and then they come right up here and keep the prices down. They say you can run two pickup trucks side to side through the holes in the border down in Mexico.
Exactly. And this is something that's been going on for a long time. It all started when Kentucky was listed as the number one marijuana state in terms of quality. Everybody wanted Kentucky marijuana.
Yeah.
And then the Mexican cartels got involved and said, we can really expand this quite a bit. So they brought in inferior Mexican marijuana, blended it with the Kentucky, and it takes place in northern Kentucky. This is 20, 30 years ago, and it's been building ever since. And it's been a very profitable thing because of the money's flowing in, and that money's flowing back out of the United States. And all of these addictions that have been coming about goes to trace its effect back to that particular era. And it's like everything else with the authenticity with this. And it's increasing. And then all of the other prescription drugs and all the other abuses. And we're probably the worst state in the country now in terms of abuses, in terms of suicides, and all of the other fallout from it, and the tremendous medical expenses that we're having to pay for all of these benefits that are given to those people that are victims of all of this.
You know, when I hear about things like this, I say to myself, why is this happening? Why is it happening? And it seems to me that all of this is happening because we got a lot of people that believe in globalism and one world government, and America is too strong and too prosperous and too free. So they want to tear down America, bring in more and more drugs, more and more criminals, more and more welfare, and just bring in more and more problems so that America will fit in to the one world government, like it says in the book of Revelations, that there's going to be a one world government led by the Antichrist. So we've got people that think, oh, a one world government, that'll be a utopia. And we want more and more tear down of America so that we can get into a utopia where there's free education, free food, free rent, free paychecks to everybody. And we don't worry about terrorists, and we don't worry about drugs and all the problems that go with it. So let me just say real quick, we have a petition here that we're looking for people that believe in America, that believe in Christianity, and they're not going to sit back and let the Muslims take over our country, let the illegal immigrants take over our country, let the high taxes and the high government regulations take over our country, but they'd like one of these petitions. And they can get it filled out. We filled out 800 signatures in one day. So I'd like to send this out to you today. If you would like one, call 895-7700. 895-7700. And we can get you materials to, you can fill out at your church or your neighborhood or your relatives, and we can take our country back. You know, somebody once said, well, we have to make up our mind. Are we just going to stick our head in the ground and look the other way and forget about all of these left-wingers that are trying to tear down our country? Or are we going to do what God told us to do, to contend for the faith, to rebuke the unfruitful works of darkness, to occupy till he comes, to be the salt and the light that God has called us to be? It's a question.
It's a very difficult thing because it's been growing so slowly that we don't really notice it. But the average American spends their time doing their work, taking care of their family, going to church, and don't realize what's been going on. And this thing with refugees started in 1980. We had Vietnamese coming in here. And the Refugee Resettlement Act of 1980 was signed by Jimmy Carter in March of 1980. And it was sponsored by Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden. And they had a $200,000 budget. Well, it's since grown that we've reached a point where they have all these different agencies of government. The Refugees Processing, which is Department of Homeland Security, with over $32 million. And then the Refugee Admissions Department of State, and that's another $418 million. And then the Refugee Resettlement Department of Health and Human Services, where the sanctioned city comes involved. And that's another $600 million. So it's over $1 billion now in federal money going to these agencies and their operation. But the thing to consider is the fact that above those numbers do not include the cost for bloated programs like the food stamps, the subsidized housing, as you mentioned, most health care, education costs for their children, the costs of associated with the criminal justice system, and even to the point that it was a Clinton-era executive order that it had the additional cost of making it's local and state governments responsible for presenting a major constitutional question regarding states' rights that has never been legally challenged in this era. But we have to supply translators to these individuals.
Oh, please.
And it was a recent ad because right here in Jefferson County, with family health centers. And the ad is listed in six different foreign languages, none of which is Spanish.
It's
because
not,
one of the things you need to consider that we get really confused about is I think about the people from Latin America and, the, and it's Mexico and that, but they're Christian. They come in here and they have assimilated and become parts of America over the long haul. And all of these things are happening at the same time. And at the same time, they're bringing in all of the Muslims which have been created, and they will not assimilate. They have made that statement very clear. They have their own mosques. They're building all these different things. And all of these things are happening collectively. And it's a very confusing thing if you try to unscramble an egg and look at all of these different things coming at you. But we have to be conscientious. We have to keep ourselves focused on this. And then from a Christian standpoint, it's whether we survive as an not only as an individual, but as a religion. Because and Christianity is something that is an evil, evil thing to the members of the Muslim community.
And
the infidel.
You know, it says in this book, Stealth Invasion by Leo Holman, H-O-H-M-A-N, Holman. It says in 25 times in the Quran, it says to kill unbelievers, namely mostly Christians. 25 times it says that.
Well, this is another aspect, but they have another responsibility. They have the responsibility to try to convert you. You give it that first option. You convert to Islam.
Or we cut your head off.
And then the second thing, if you don't, then you're automatically it's you're an infidel and it, you have to be destroyed.
So, and they don't want to become American citizens. They don't want to participate in the free enterprise system.
They have kept their own culture from the very beginning. And all of that can go back to the early 1900s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we're talking about is sanctuary cities, and we have this petition to Mayor Fisher, who wants to make Louisville a sanctuary city, and we'd like to send you a copy of it if you call right now, 895-7700. We will send you a copy of this, and you got a month or so to get it all filled out. So give us a call right now, and if you want to be on the program, the number is 571-0970. So give us a call. We want to hear from you.
AM, The Answer.
Okay, we're back. You know, the sanctuary cities are primarily promoted by Democrats, okay? And the Democrats endorsed Black Lives Matter, which is an organization that goes around killing policemen. And, you know, and Obama, after they killed five policemen last year in Dallas, Obama had them over to the White House.
The Black Lives Matters, which is another organization that's funded by the extreme left. George Soros puts millions of dollars into it.
Yeah. And the Democrat Party endorsed Black Lives Matter. I saw it on television.
Exactly.
And they're the ones that are pushing this sanctuary city. You know, we want to make a utopia where everybody has got all the money they want, and they're going to bring in more and more drugs and just hear these gangs, the Central American street gangs like MS-13, and they want to keep the price of drugs low so that all the American young people can get all the drugs they want.
Well, one of the things that you got to go back and think about is the fact that there was an old saying, follow the money.
Yeah.
So if you look behind the scenes and all this, there's money involved at every level. The Office of Refugee Resettlement compiled the list of these so-called sanctioned cities.
Yeah.
And then, see, they become a recipient of additional federal grants.
So
the incumbent Democrats in these cities think, oh, wait, we're going to get this money. But what they don't know or they don't realize is most of the grant money, however, goes not to the local governments as one might expect in terms of supporting the health system, the housing, all of the other things that then up costing that community.
Yeah.
And then there's contractors, the recipients of some of these federal grants that come in, and I'm going to blame some of this on Christians.
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
The Church World Service is receiving grants and contracts over $45 million.
Yeah.
And then the Ethiopian Community Development Council, and then the Episcopal Migration Ministries, and even the World Relief, the International Association of Evangelists.
Yeah.
All of these people are receiving federal grants for their operations, and they're using that. And that's this again, follow the money. And this is really bad because they don't realize the damage they're doing. They're being humanitarian, taking care of this.
Yeah.
But the insidious thing about this, you bring in a refugee, and then that's technically legal.
Yeah.
Because it's been approved by the State Department, all the rest of it. But then they bring in other members of their family and others that were not on the list. And we don't know whether they were actually members of their family or not, because they're brought in under the cover, and we don't know. So right now, the estimates by the Pew Corporation is finding that roughly in CARA, which is another organization of the of Muslims, reports that they now have 7 million Muslims in America.
7 million. You know, when they took God out of the Democrat platform, that was on television, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago or 6 or 7, something. But anyway, you could see there were Muslims in the Democratic convention that said, oh, do away with God, do away with your God, do away with your God. So it's all documented on television. And then somebody says, oh, I don't think that's good public relations. We better put God back in. Mm-hmm. So they had a vote and everyone said no. But they said, oh, the ayes have it. We'll put it back in. Put God back in.
Right. You can say anything about a Christian you want to, but you better not say a thing about a Muslim.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and here's the other thing. They're taking all this Muslim propaganda and putting into our public schools.
Exactly.
Okay, so they want to teach that, oh, there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is just another Martin Luther King, and Muhammad was Robin Hood, who was helping all the poor people. Okay, so they make up all of this song and dance to try to indoctrinate our students in our schools with our money.
Exactly. And they're even putting prayer rooms in the schools.
Yeah,
for the
can
Muslims,
you imagine?
But you cannot have an American Christian saying a prayer or mention God in anything. And they want to remove all religious holidays.
Yes.
From all of the, so all of these things are happening, and it's happening at such levels that people don't realize how bad it is and how it's increasing constantly.
Yeah. You know, there used to be a Christmas vacation. There used to be an Easter vacation. Mm-hmm. Now the left-wingers have kicked that all out of our schools, and now we have spring break and winter break, but no Christmas and no Easter. But the Muslim holidays are in there by name.
Exactly.
In our schools. Okay? So, you know, we don't want to just sit here and talk about problems. We have the answer to all of these problems, and that is Christians have got to be educated, they've got to wake up, and they've got to start calling and emailing and writing their congressman. And so it's the same number, 895-7700, 895-7700. If you call that number right now, leave your name, address, and phone number, and we'll get you, and, you know, tell them what you want sent to you, and we'll get that out to you right away. So we need... we'd also like your email address, because we can send you, we put out about 5,000 emails every week in one blast, and we want you on that list so you know what bills are coming up in Washington, which are the good ones, which are the bad ones, and get your voice heard. All of this thing is happening because we're asleep. We've been put to sleep, and it's time to wake up and scream bloody murder. We're not going to take it anymore, and get these crooks out of Washington.
Well, this is the main thing, is to being able to speak up, and you need to meet with your Washington representatives.
Yes.
When they're home, and go.
Yes.
Sit down one-on-one, with not only with them, but with their local staffs.
Yes.
And constantly stay on this thing and work with your state legislators and push back against the refugee
yes.
resettlement
yes.
in your state. And introduce legislation to enforce these initiatives that are now in the way, and to make the female genital mutilation.
Oh, please.
Which is going on right now.
Right now.
And the honor killings and all of these things are taking
place. Honor killings. That's exactly right.
And they're not being publicized and everything else, but you have to be aware that these are things are happening, and it's increasing. And nobody's wanting to deal with this
exactly
without being charged with some kind of homophobia or all the other things.
Yeah, Islamophobia.
The rest of it.
So call us right now, 895-7700, and we will put you on the email list, and we'll put you on the phone calling list, and we'll put you on the mailing list, and we will... We would like to, you know, everybody is important. Everybody's important. You are important, and we need you. You know that song, Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War? with the cross of Jesus going on before. We are not divided. All one body, we marching to I don't remember all the rest of it. But anyway, we need Christians organized and fighting against. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do, which is to contend for the faith, to rebuke the unfruitful works, to be salt and light, and to just be what God has called us to be. We need to hear from you right now. 895-7700. We need your name, address, phone number, and email address. Okay, we got to take a break. God bless you. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Let's see. Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Great, great. What's new?
Well, listening to your all's program today, a couple of things occurred to me, and one of the more prominent questions I've had in this ongoing situation with immigrants is, why aren't they using the FEMA camps that they have set up as a control mechanism so they'll have a place to house those people and administer benefits of health, you know, like shots or whatever they might need coming in?
Yeah.
But they would be involved in their care in a central location and not dispersed down into the community or the city. And there would be control over this effort. And reportedly, there are many FEMA camps in the United States. There were at least two listed for Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they say that this is a camp, and that they have all the facilities, that they are staffed, and they have all the supplies they would need to care for numerous people.
Right.
Instead of having someone come in that has no access to any facilities at all, I'm not sure how that's being handled now. But if that were in place, those people wouldn't have to be left to decide where they're going to live or whatever. They would just come through a given conduit so that it could be processed.
Right. You know, Mary, that's a very good point. It just brings out the idea that they're not really, the immigration program is not to help people. It's to bring in terrorists and drugs and to try to bring America down. They're not trying to help people. They're trying to get your money and my money and Ed's money and bring us down and give this money to people who don't want to be citizens, don't want to help America. They want to tear us down. And, you know, like the other day we had guy with machine guns. They got all these machine guns in a storage bin with the Muslims keeping it so that when the time comes, they can blow us up. And they got over 22 military terrorist camps in America, just waiting for the word to start blowing things up. So, you know, this is a very good point that you're making. They're not really trying to take care of people. The other thing, if they wanted to take care of people, why wouldn't they bring the Christians in? But no Christians allowed, just Muslims. So that's a very good point.
Right. And at the same time, the Christians are being slaughtered all through the Middle East.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And Obama gets the money and says, oh, well, we're going to find the good rebels against Assad, and we're going to give them military equipment. And bingo, they, instead of being rebels against Assad, they're ISIS, and they're going out and slaughtering the Christians in Assyria. And our tax money, Obama gave our tax money so he can go out and murder the Christians.
That's right. And using our own equipment that was sent over there.
Yeah, our equipment.
Those people.
Well, I tell you, thank you very much, Mary. That's an excellent point that shows what they're really doing. They're not really trying to take care of people or help people. What they're trying to do is bring America down, and these people and the Metro Council, like Mayor Fisher, they still haven't caught on. Right. They want more and more Muslims in here and more illegal immigrants that can break the law and not get punished. They just get all the benefits of the welfare benefits. So
speaking of the mayor, he's assumed authority that he doesn't have, because when he wants to declare a city a sanctuary city, that word itself means to protect.
Yeah.
And when he has property of his own and he wants to put a wall around it or not and bring that in as a sanctuary address, that would be his decision.
Yeah.
But to assume that he has the right to make that global statement for the whole city, state, county, whatever, that's way outside of his pay grade.
Right, right. But, you know, that's like taking God out of the Democrat platform.
That's right.
They, you know, the head of the Democrat Party nationally said, if you're pro-life, we don't want you in the Democrat Party. You're not welcome in the Democrat Party.
That's right.
Okay.
That was awful.
You know, that's what we're dealing with. And, of course, they support the Black Lives Matter, who are police killers,
that's
murdering
right.
the police. So,
well,
yeah.
Mayor Fisher had given us a little summary of his anticipated goals when he became mayor, I believe it was. And
yeah.
they were put into three pillars.
Yeah.
Create well-paying jobs, improve education, and be a more compassionate city.
Yeah.
That was in 2010, I believe.
Wow. Okay, we got to take a break. Mary, thanks for calling in. We better take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We have a caller, Chris. What can you tell us?
Hey, Frank, thanks for taking my call. Mary was absolutely right on target. The problem we are got to deal with this immigration is it's called a New World Order.
Yes.
It's under the George Soros Foundation.
Yes.
And they want to just do anything they can to get control of everybody they can. That's what this country was founded on, Christianity, for freedom away from this kind of tyranny.
Yeah.
And we have gotten so indoctrinated through the public school systems, the colleges are worse.
Yeah.
And we continue to accept all this like it's nothing's going on. What people need to do is they got to put their iPads down, their computers and their television shows, and start getting informed and look what's around you, what's happening to your cities, your faith. Churches are being bought up by Islamic centers all over the country.
Yes.
And it's really getting to a point, even, you know, radio talk shows, Alex Jones is in a huge fight about this. He's a Christian, and he said this is going to be the worst scenario for this country if the Christians don't take a stand to their faith.
And
to,
exactly.
You know, and it's really going to be a problem. You know, the people that walk in, come here, like you said, what's her name? There were two twins that were on a program. They were Christian faith-based. They did not agree with the Muslim faith of co-workers and lost their jobs. This is happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the other thing is these universities, most of them, if they get a Republican that wants to be a teacher or a professor, they immediately fire him. Or if you get a person who believes in creation science, oh, they're fired right away just because of their thoughts and their beliefs. So it's a very biased system. And, you know, I want to give you another number for anybody who wants to call in and get materials, especially this petition on sanctuary cities. The number is 895-5025. That's a better number, 895-5025. And, Chris, you're right on target, and we sure appreciate you calling in. You know, it seems to me what you said is right, and basically what it boils down to is that we've gotten away from the Bible.
We sure have.
The Bible says contend for the faith. The Bible says rebuke the unfruitful works of darkness. The Bible says, be the salt and the light. The Bible says, occupy till I return. There's all kinds of, but we're not paying any attention to what the Bible, we're saying, oh, Tweedledum, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, Tweedledee, clap your hands and sing another song. Hey, we're in a war.
A spiritual war.
It's time to wake up.
Exactly.
And we're not here to complain or talk about problems. We're here to solve the problems. Call that number, 895-5025. And we need, everybody is important. Everybody is important. We need to work together.
Yeah, get these petitions out and get, because more and more people are waking up to this. They're waking up. They're not. They're against the sanctuary. They don't want it here.
Right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And I tell you, it's time to wake up.
Well, this is the problem we've been facing for a long time. It started about 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Where they've decided if we, the left-wing extremists, want to create a new utopia,
yeah,
we have to destroy.
Utopia. That's right.
We cannot rebuild until we destroy the existing Christian.
Right.
The republic that was founded. And I think Ben Franklin pretty well said it all when he asked him, what kind of a government have you given us? He said, we've got a Christian
republic.
And
yeah,
at the same time, if you don't take care of it, you're going to lose it.
That's right. You know, I was thinking when you were talking there of Dr. Magruder.
Right.
And he had a little cartoon. And, you know, they say, oh, God is love. God loves everything and everybody, which he does. But he doesn't love sin. That's why Jesus had to go to the cross. And Dr. Magruder had a little cartoon of Noah's Ark, and people were in the water screaming because they were sinking, and underneath it says something to the effect, God is love. And here it is, God is wiping out half the population or almost all the population because of turning away from God, because of sin. And, you know, God is love, but you look at Jesus on the cross, that tells you what God thinks of sin. He's taking our place on the cross to pay the price for our sin.
And this is the thing that Christians have to realize.
Yes.
They don't recognize some of the insidious things that are behind all of this. And why would the left-wing extremists be in bed with the Muslims?
Yeah.
Because they're using them.
That's
an
right.
Old Arab saying said, an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
And they've all decided that we'll deal with the Muslim thing later, but say we need their help now to destroy America.
That's right. You know, Ed, we've got these bumper stickers. Here's the Jesus bumper sticker. If you call that number, 895-5025 right now, we'll send you a free Jesus bumper sticker and another bumper sticker that says, together under God, we're invincible. And here's another one that says, I support President Trump. You know, they're trying to impeach him before he got into office because he's pro-America, and they don't like pro-America. They want people that are, you know, for illegal immigration and more taxes and more regulation. And all you have to do is look at Detroit, Michigan, and you can see what the Democrats did to Detroit, Michigan. It's a slum. Used to be the top city in the nation, and now it's a slum because they raised the taxes, raised the taxes, raised the taxes till finally everybody left the city. So call that number, 895-5025, and we'll send you bumper stickers, and we'll give you enough bumper stickers to give everyone in your church. So it's time to work together, onward Christian soldiers. I love that song.
Yeah.
Marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Mm-hmm. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. I mean, I don't have all the words, but I know that's a good song. And that's what we need. We need people who are willing to stand up for biblical principles. That's what it comes down to. You know, I was talking with Jim DeMint a couple of days ago, and he said something once. It was maybe 5 years ago. He said, "If you you can't be a fiscal conservative without being a social conservative." I said, "Wow, that's a mouthful." Exactly. Okay, because it all goes together, and God has got to be at the head of our movement, and we need to work together. And the Democrat Party says if you're pro-life, they don't want you in their party.
They have violated every one of the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
And it's going to, and but as you mentioned, it's like that God helps those that help themselves, and
yes,
we have to help ourselves because nobody else will.
And we can do it.
Exactly.
There have been lots of miracles in Kentucky in the last 2 years, and there are going to be more, and you're the miracle. Okay, we got to take a break, so God bless you. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You know, I was looking at some of these letters I've gotten. Here's one that says there's a movie put out by the U.S. Department of Education called Access Islam for grades 5 through 12. And it says, students, tell students to submit yourself to Allah.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's our tax money. And the Obama administration is using it to indoctrinate our children in Islam. Okay, and that's not exactly what we need to do. Here's another one. It says there is a movement in Washington now to do away with our Constitution and put in Sharia law. There's a couple of people on the Supreme Court who want to use Sharia law and do away with the Bill of Rights and do away with your freedom of speech, do away with everything and put in Sharia law. And, you know, they'll do it if we don't scream bloody murder and let them know that we're not going to take it. And the number to call to get your petition against Sanctuary Cities, 895-5025.
895-5025. Well, you know, they tell how complicated all this is, and we don't realize it, but you got a Muslim elected to Congress,
yeah,
who refused to put his hand on the Bible and take,
yeah,
his oath.
Yeah.
He put his hand on the Quran.
Please.
Nothing. These are little things that are happening collectively, and they're now taking every conservative, and free speech is being under attack in the media.
Yeah.
Sean Kennedy
is
the latest, and the part of their left-wing conspiracy to reestablish their total monopoly over all of the media.
Yeah.
And we got rid of Glenn Beck. You got,
yeah,
rid of Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly,
and
yeah.
Got rid of the man that was head of the Fox News network.
Yeah.
That's aired, and all of that. And the Brent Boswell, the Media Research Center, has been following,
yeah,
all this kind of stuff, and they're literally destroying any news outlet that would give the American,
praise the
people,
Lord,
any information.
Yeah.
So it's up to groups like
us
to find out where things are and where they're going, and to get yourself a part of a group and get your former church,
yes,
church group or others that can,
yeah,
sit down and exchange the information that's available from various sources and use that to use the basis of your fight to restore Christianity.
Right. Ed, you know, this petition is something that we're going to give to Mayor Fisher and the Metro Council. But you can make a photocopy of the people you get signed up on here, and those are the people you can befriend and work with. All these other things like illegal immigration and taxes and government regulations and everything else to destroy America. And this will help you organize your neighborhood. And, you know, this is the way the Democrats do. They go through the neighborhood and ask people questions. And if they say, you know, something against America, then they'll come back and make sure those people vote. And, well, we need to do the same thing with people that support freedom, that support America, support free enterprise, and get them lined up, get their name, and then make sure those people go back and vote. That's a basic
That's a tenet. That's a critical point, because what's happening is there's so many people who are so frustrated at everything else that when my vote doesn't count, they didn't even bother to vote.
Hallelujah.
At the same time, you've got all the so-called vote fraud going on.
Yeah.
And you could take as an example, there are cases where more votes have been cast in an area than the census says that live there.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, we're going to run out of time, I guess, pretty soon. So don't forget, thank Ed Holloway for being on the program, and call that number right now, 895-5025. 895-5025. God bless you, and see you next week for the rest of the news.